The Air Force fight song, Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder. So this year we're going to be looking at the Air Force and how that ties into veterans, and more importantly, Christians and how we live our lives. I don't know if you can see this, but a little humor though, but maybe some of the veterans, you can appreciate some of the things. I don't know what it was, but it's dead now. Standing there with his gun and something burning in the background. And then I like this one, and if you appreciate military history, but veterans, they may be old, they may be tired, they may be worn out, they may deserve their rest. Somebody else come up here and preach this. But you just can't fight without them. The B-52's been around longer than a lot of us in this room. And that's veterans. We appreciate what you've done. The third time I came to Colorado, I came to teach at the Air Force Academy. Here's the junior college on the front range there that Scott went to there, to this, the front range junior college. But right here, the core values wall, integrity first, service before self, excellence in all we do. That's what we're going to be emphasizing today. And just a little, this starts with the Air Force. This is what I taught, especially all the new kids coming in. But starts with the Air Force, but appropriate for all the veterans. It embodies the Air Force, the all veterans. But then how much more should we as Christians? So Air Force, it's not a normal culture because things have been entrusted to people in the Air Force. The standards must be higher, more consistent, even more demanding because we've been given this public trust. And so veterans embody this, standing on the front lines for our nation. And that is something that we can appreciate. When it comes to the core values themselves, like a beacon of light that keep us on the correct path, where's the safe harbor? Core values, having principles, show you the proper path, but also watch, keep you off the rocks, the danger. So like a lighthouse, I like that, especially being Navy as well, but a lighthouse, the purpose they serve, that's what core values. Well, so what then with our Christian implications? A fortiori, how much more? It's a Latin phrase, but how much more? Good enough for the Air Force, embodied by our veterans, how much more for us as Christians? And some of those in the little verbiage there, the public trust, supporting and defending the Constitution. I wish that were being taken a little more seriously in our nation as well. But the standards that we have been entrusted with are all part of it. Because as Christians, Philippians 3:20, how much more for us? Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So serving a country, absolutely. I bleed red, white, and blue. How much more as citizens of heaven? 2 Corinthians 5:20, Paul says, now then we as Christians are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So core values, military vets, but Christians, we can appreciate that, ought to appreciate that, all the more. So the first core value in the Air Force, and these came out of, Scott, didn't these come out of the Air Force Academy back, do you remember when that was? But they started at the Air Force Academy, and I'm putting you on the spot, sorry, 79? Oh, when he graduated, but started at the Air Force Academy, became any of Air Force veterans, you had to learn those as well for the Air Force wider, but integrity first. Why is it first? Because doing the right thing because it's right is the most important thing in your life. It's the first among equals of our core values because it holds all the core values together and is the foundation for them. So integrity first comes from the root, the same root as integer. Those of you that remember your math, but an integer is a whole number. Integrity, a sense of wholeness. In fact, the Hebrew word is shalom, to be at peace, one, whole. And so integrity is important. Well, so what for us? We as Christians, integrity, need to be who we are. Be who we are. Paul, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. So in the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters, great theological truths, understanding, but therefore we need to live our lives based on that, lives of integrity, walking the walk that we say we believe. Christians, we say we believe. Orthodoxy, right belief is important. That has to be the foundation. But orthopraxy, how we act, better be consistent with what we say we believe. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, familiar verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Therefore, Paul's, all these wonderful truths, who we are as Christians, we ought to be offering our bodies as sacrifice, living sacrifice. We don't give God and we don't offer animal sacrifices, but we live our lives based on who we are as Christians. So, how much more for Christians? Integrity first. And he wants you. We need to be who we are. Veterans, you have been there and done a lot of that, standing for our country. Integrity first. Well, service before self. And this is a long blurb. I'm not going to read all this, but you can't even read it. But you can see the words that it starts off as a job. I'm earning money. But then it's a profession. There's some skill there. Ultimately, though, in the Air Force, this is from General McPeak, former chief of staff of the Air Force years ago, but it needs to be a calling or a vocation. That word comes from the Latin for calling in life. It's not just a job. It's something you are called to. We want our military folks to have that sense of purpose and our veterans have had that. So what exactly does it mean? I appreciate this. The Air Force Pararescue, they have a purpose that others may live. These things we do that others may live. You know, the pararescue, those are the guys that go in and get the folks that have been shot down behind enemy lines. In fact, I like this from the Air Force perspective. Pararescue, because even SEALs, Green Berets, and Recon Marines need to call 911. Right, Williams? No, you didn't call 911? But that's standing that others may live. Service before self, that all our personal interests, dreams, aspirations, attitudes, set them aside for a greater cause. Don't you wish we had more Americans that believe that? But that's what service before self is. And military history, lots of examples in this room, lots of examples of folks, the greater cause of going to serve. And I don't know all our reasons. Sometimes Uncle Sam invited us to serve and we didn't have a choice. But also, why did you veterans serve? And that greater cause is something that is important to Americans, important to veterans. How much more should we as Christians be serving? We should not only be who we are, you can't really, that's a little dark, but serve whose you are. I'm trying to be clever with the, make the sermon points fit in. But the idea of serving, think of Jesus, John 13, God the Son, Last Supper, got up and washed the disciples' feet. There's an example of sacrificial service from our Savior. And of course, dying on the cross, giving his life. Greater love has no man than to give one's life for his friends. And so the idea of service, Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40, the great commandment. Jesus is asked, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Loving, serving God, one another. This is on the Naval Academy chapel door, but non sibi sed patriae, not for self, but for country, something greater, serving something greater than ourselves. Our veterans embody that. We as Christians, how much more, because of who we are, we ought to serve whose we are. And then finally, excellence in all we do. And that's one of those things that a passion for doing your best in every situation, with every opportunity that comes your way. And I'm sure we all have stories and we scratch our heads, what was the military thinking? But how are we serving and are we doing our best? Because close air support, when the line between life and death is measured in millimeters of depleted uranium. 30 minutes. That's what Colonel Adam Scott flew this plane. But that's excellence in what they were tasked to do. And every MOS and whatever your, there was an excellence involved, which is why our military is as great as it is, because of training and excellence. Important as, and veterans, you had to go through a lot of training. Christians, are we about excellence? Are we serving whose you are, serving God with passion? That's that vocation, not just a job. It's what we do as Christians. How much more should we be about passion? God's word says, 1 Corinthians 10:31, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Do you live your life for God's glory? With passion, serving God? Colossians 3:23, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." And so we've looked at how much more we need to be who we are. We need to serve whose we are, and we need to serve it with passion, with excellence. Veterans, we've all had experience with that. And veterans are embodiments of that. But for us as Christians, are we about that? Do we understand our role, who we are, who we serve, and should we be living lives, living sacrifices for God's glory? I hope so. No, more verbiage, but a little sort of leadership type quote. "The basic philosophy, spirit, and drive of an organization must have far more to do with its relative achievements than to do technological or economic resources, or structure, innovation, timing. They are, I think, transcended by how strongly the people in the organization believe in its basic precepts and how faithfully they carry them out." Whatever your past profession was in the military, all those things, structures, that's all important. But did we believe in the mission? And how faithfully did we carry them out? That is something that as veterans, we had to believe. And sometimes we scratched our head at military intelligence. But, folks, it comes down to faith. And as Christians, our lives have to be lives of faith. The just shall live by faith. We don't just go through life detached from whose we are, what Christ has done for us. And so our very lives need to be lives of passion, serving because of faith. And folks, veterans have guaranteed this. As Americans, we appreciate this. I love our nation. It's all about freedom. And so in the military, the legacy that veterans have left, you will leave to others. The freedom depends on your commitment to be who you are, serve whose you are, do it with passion, and you can do no more. You should never wish to do less. So that's Robert E. Lee, duty, sublime word, but duty, folks, living our lives for God's glory. and it's all about freedom. As Christians, Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, the freedom by which Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. So folks, integrity, service, excellence. Air Force, off we go. Veterans, you've been there. Christians, we of all people ought to understand this at a much deeper biblical worldview level. And ultimately, it's all for God's glory.